Okay, boy Rabbi Yosef. Riyah Rishayna Shal Mitzayra Amar Shetatame B'masa. So what's going on here? In the Zav, right, to become a Zav, you need three Riyahs. Now the first Riyah of a regular person doesn't have Tumas Masa. Because the first Riyah, the Gemara says, is compared to Shechva Zera. It says, Zoyis Toiras HaZav, Vashetetze Mimeno Shechva Zera. Shechva Zera has only Tumas Mago, not Tumas Mas. So before we get to Mitzvah, in a regular Zav, what happens? The first Riyah basically is the same thing as Keri. It's Tumas Maga and it's only Tumas Erev. The second Riyah already, there's a Tumas Mas on it. That we're going to have a posuk later. Zoyvoy Tomehu, to tell me that's Tumas Mas. So what do we want to know here? We want to know here the Riyah Rishoyna of a Mitzvah. Maosh etatame b'mas. Why? Why should that be any worse? Because since he's a Mitzvah, he's becoming a Zav, but he is a Mitzvah. Now we learned already that a Mitzvah has Mayonis. We learned back then, La Zochel Rabbis, where do we have it? One second, we had it, right here, no? La Zochel is Mitame Mayonis to Mitzvah, and La Nakeva is Mitame Mayonis to a Mitzvah. So we have it back here. One second. But, okay, I don't know if you find it right now, but we had it that the marble of Zohar for that. The kids of Mitzvah has Mayonis. So now, the question is the Riyah Rishoyna of that Mitzvah, is that considered Mayonis? It's all the Riyah Rishoyna. You're right, it doesn't have to Masasa, but maybe that's Mayonis on Zav. That's the Gar Shaila. Mokim Ziva Mayonhu Umetame, Oldum Alav Mayonhu. Now, the way Rashi learns, that Tosfos learns at the beginning, it's a technical question. Like, well, Mayonis, a Mayon has to be Dumi Deroik, it has to be Misagal Viyotse. Has to collect and then come out. Some that comes out straight, like dam, when a person bleeds, doesn't collect. It comes right out. That's not a mayan. The Gemara Parsha is clearing a shaila whether this is misagel v'yoytz. If it's misagel v'yoytz, it's a mayan. So it's going to be tomei tumas masa the first time because he's a mitzora. He already has the din mayonis. That's the shaila. Does it have a din mayan or not? Let's see, where did we have that Gemara? But tumtum on dragons. Where is it over there? Go farther. Every time you have Zoch in a cave, it should be my mate. So we needed it for that. Okay, we'll find it later. Okay, anyway, that's the Gemara Shaila. Fine. Omar Rova, Toshma. Zoivoy Tomehu, this is the brayso we're going to have later in the sixth parak. Tomehu, limit ala Zoiv shu Tomeh. Now that means that Zoiv is Tomeh b'masa, the Gemara says. That it's Tomei B'maga, that's poetry, because it's no worse than Shechva Zera. This is the limud that Zoiv is Tomei B'mas. So it says B'mai. Who are we talking about here? Ilam B'zov grade, we're talking about a simple Zav. Zogmar, an interesting Kal V'choymer. La'acherim goyrim tumo li'atzmo l'kol shekein. This type of Zav makes him into a Zav. We're talking about the Riyah Shni, right? It makes him into a Zav. Once he's a Zav, he's Tomei B'masa, right? Anoise oisam, right? So if it can make him into a, if it can make him into somebody that's Tomei B'masa, it's Latzmal Kol Shekein. He certainly, he had a Kal V'chomer. If this Tipas Zav can make the person somebody who has Tumas Masa, it certainly itself has Tumas Masa. So why would I need a Pasuk to tell me there's Tumas Masa on the Zoiv? Elo Pshito, the Pasuk is talking B'Zav Mitzayra. Now on a Mitzayra you don't have that Kol Shekein. Because the Tipas Zav doesn't make the Mitzvah Tumas Masa. The Mitzvah is Tamas, they Tumas Masa because he's a Mitzvah. Oh, So now you're telling me that you have a posuk that in the reishniyah of a mitzayra, the zoyv is a tamei masas. If you need a posuk in the reishniyah, apparently the reishniyah is not. It's not per se a mayan. It's exactly like kosher that the second riyah has a tumas maso. Mashenki in the first riyah, we don't have that. Won't be. So that's the shayla. You're not right. How did he make it cheshvin? Because he said the braisa can't be talking about a regular zav. Why? Because in a regular zav, I don't need a posuk to tell me that the tipa zoiv is metame b'mas. I know it from a kolshkin. So that a kolshkin is a shvach a kolshkin. Mimai. Dilmali oyle meimelo b'zav greater. This posuk is talking by a pure zav. It's just saying that reishni of a zav, it is zoiv metame b'mas. If it makes something else tomei, it certainly itself is tomei. That's a famous dicha. The Gemara says that's a brisa later. That's not true. We have cases of something that can make somebody else tomei and is itself not tomei. Siira mishtaleach yachiach. By Yom Kippur, the siira mishtaleach. Those who take the siira mishtaleach out to burn become tomei. It makes them tomei, but it itself is not tomei. So therefore, your raya is no raya. It could be kibshuto. This pasuk is talking by reishni of a zav, and we're back to your original question on the reishni of a mitzayra. Is it a mayan or is it not? Omer Abaye comes Abaye. I don't understand what yishayla is altogether. My teboyele, what's yishayla? For who the omar zois toiras hazav ben godel ben kot? Right. That's what we learned here. The basilil over here. How do they know? Yes, how do you know cotton and godel? So Beishama used lazocher for that. Lazocher, but we don't use it for that. I'm sorry, heading was right here. We had it just yesterday. Lazocher, Rabbis, Mitzorl, you know, several the cable, Lazocher, Rabbis, Mitzorl. But he doesn't use that. He uses lazocher to tell me that even a cotton. Right? But we don't. Beis Hillel says Zois Teres Hazav. That's how he knows Ben Kotel Ben Kotel Melo. He has the word Lazocher extra to be Marbe Mayonis. Became the Nafkalei Mehosom is Ayatale Lazocher LeRabos Mitzora LeMayonis Nekevel Rabos Mitzora LeMayonis. Like we originally learned. Now, if you look at that pasuk says over there Hanid Adova Benidosa Hazove Zoivoy Lazocher VeLaNekevel. That word Zocher and Nekevel are now being Marbe Mitzora LeMayonis. And Mitzoras Lamayonis, and it's right next to Zav. So you have a Hekish. Actually, Rachmona Mitzoyer LeZav Gomur. This Zav is talking about a full Zav. So you have a Hekish. Mazav Gomur Mitame B'Maso Afri Rishoyne Shal Mitzoyer Mitame B'Maso. Says, I know what you're asking. It's nothing to do with Mokim Mayim. It's Exeris Hakosu. Because once we learn La Zoch of Alana Keva to be the Mayonis, right? So now we have a Hekish of Mitzoyra to Zav. Zav Azovo, Lazoch Valana Keva. That's telling me that a Mitzoyra has Mayonis. It's right next to Zav. So just like a Zav, that's already a full time Zav Azov, it's a two time Zav. His stuff is Metame B'maso, is so to a Mitzoyra, and any victory is will be Metame B'mas. Okay. Now we come to a new world in Gansen. We learned before that there's a kulin schorm against Nekevis, that by a zocher, if he sees the oines, right, back here, kometamu b'oines, schorm and not metamu b'oines. If it's caused by something, overeating, over-exercising, it doesn't count. And that we learn from the pasuk here, ish ish ki yezov mibisoro, zove, tell me what I was going to say later, mibisoroi. It has to come mibisoroi naturally, not with anything forcing it. Okay, so now let's go back a step. Again, you have three riyas in a zav. The first riya is essentially not zav. The first riya is basically the same thing as a balkeri. It's a tumas erev, and it's only a tumas mag. Now it adds up because the second one already kicks in the system. So now the question is, that first riya, which is very similar to shichva zera, does that also have the din that oines makes it tohar? That's the medubah in it. So we have a posul mibesoroi that a zav is only tomei if he sees naturally, not me oines. What will be on the riyah rishoyne? He saw the riyah rishoyne be oines. Comes afunas machadesh that the riyah rishoyne be oines is tomei. because the rear rishon is the same as shechva zera. That's who kashte shechva zera. Shechva zera v'shtetz always boinus. That's all. Shechva zera always comes because of chimum or something like that. Amar afuna rear rishon is shel zav mitama boinus. Why? Shenemar zois toyas hazav v'shtetz imenu shechva zera. That's the hekish of the zav with one rear zois toyas hazav to shechva zera. Ma shechva zera metame boines, because that's always boines. Af riri shayne shozav metame boines. That's afunas chiddush. So even though we know that zav is not metame boines, zokt afune, that's the second and third riyas. The first riyah is pure; it has the same din shechva zera, and you tame boines too. Toshma lomazen. So mishnayis in zov. Ro riri rishayna boit ginaisay. What's mean boit ginaisay? Boit ginaisay means you check him the seven things. Did he eat or overeat? Did he overdrink? Was he over exercising? Was he carrying a heavy thing? Meaning, because if he was, he won't be tame. That means that ba'oines yitor. That's the chud directly against what Rav Huna just said. According to Rav Huna, the first ri of his zav is not. It doesn't matter how he got it. So what are you checking him for? My lav lutumu. Pashtus means you check him to see if he's tame. If it turns out he played football before, he's not going to be tame. Rav Huna just said he is. If you've got loyal carbon. No, tomei he is no matter what, but we check him out for oines, because if it's be'oines, it doesn't add up with the other ones to bring a carbon. Again, a zav, once he sees three rias, has to bring a carbon. One ria is the din of a balkari. Two rias already, he has the chumer de ketumas, and he needs zayin nekiyim. Three rias has to bring a carbon. The din carbon, that's mibesoro. So if the first one is be'oines, he's tomei, but it won't count as. And he has another one, it'll count as one and two, and he'll get tumas. But if he has a third one, he won't get a karm, because that's all it means. Toshma, b'shniya, b'yikinayse. Right? In the shniya, we check him. Now, what does it mean over there? There, zicha means checking for tumah, because that's the din of mibesoro. The pasuk of mibesoro is, ki yezov mibesoro zovei tamehud. It says twice zov over there. That's for sure. The second one, if you see b'oines, you're not tamehud. Lemai ilam ala carbon abalatuma lo. You tell me the same story that tum I don't care. Meaning he's tummy even if it's ba'ainus. That can't be. Ikri kan mi besor v'lo machmasayin. So if I get this way, the pasuk is talking mi besor machmasayin. It's talking about a riyishnit elalav latuma. So this one it says here it's my mission. It's going three mishnas one right in a row. This one it says mishniya boitkinoisoy obviously means latuma. Zog de gemara umid sefer latuma. Reishanami l'tumah, just like the seif of shniya boikinoisa is tumah, then the reisha that said berishayna boikinoisa also pashtis is l'tumah. Okay, then I got a kasha on Rafuna, because then we're back where we started. We're saying that even in the rear reishayna, I have to check for oinus. Zog my name, nishkei faralach midiriya. Okay, this ugly, it's no riot. The seif is talking bedik is tumah. The reisha is talking l'korban. The one is all there for a kasha. Toshma, that's bedik shniya. What about bedik shlishis? It says in the Mishnah, "Bediga shlishis." The Chachamim say you don't. I'm not that. The Riyah shlishis. The Chachamim say you don't need bediga, and Rebbe Eleza Omer Af b'shlishi boitkin oisoi mipnei hakorb. So the Chachamim say you don't need bediga, and Rebbe Eleza says you need bediga for carbon. Now the Gemara goes to Tosfos explains it. It's going like this: what are the Chachamim chaylik on? They hold you don't need a bediga for carbon. Zeinish mistabe. Why shouldn't you need a bedikah for carbon? I mean, that's the biggest problem. So it must be, in fact, carbon, they agree with him. When they said you don't need a bedikah, they meant letumo. So right there, you see the Chachomah talking by tumo, and we're back where we started. Michlal the Tanakama bnei hatumo ko omar. So on the third you don't need, but on the others you do need. Zogim aloi, they're talking about carbon here, and the Chachomim hold you don't even need a bedikah for carbon on the third one. Where does that come from? The kuli alma l'korban. So yeah, we have a new machloikis. That does the third one? Can the third one be be'oines by korban? The first can't. The second can't. What about the third? V'hocha be'esim komiflege. We'll see in a second. Rabbanan lo darshi esim. They don't darshi es. Rebleza darshi esim. What do we mean? Rabbanan lo darshi esim. The pasuk says over there. The pasuk says, "Hazov es zoivoy, lazocha v'lanekevo." So the rabbanan don't darshan the word "es." So how many zovs you got here? Hazov chodo. Zoivoi Tarte, that's two. Lazochor is the third one. Then it says Lanakeva. So in the third one, the Zochor is actually Rachmona Lanakeva. Now by Nakeva there's no denoinus, that we know. Aisha is Tameya no matter what. So that's how they learned this puzzle. Hazov, forget about Zoy. Yes, they don't count. Hazov, Zoivoi, Lazochor. In that third Riyah is the Zohar the same as the Nekeva. Meaning this that we said, that there's a problem of Oynis, that's only in one and two. But in Enochanam, in three, there's Ein Boitkin Bechlal, even for the Korb. The Rebbe has a Dorish Esim. So Hazov Chodo, he counts the Es Tarte, Zoivoy Klas, Lazohar is Berevi, Berevi actually Rachmon and Lenekeva. In the fourth one is Ahukash Lenekeva. Meaning the third one, if it's Boynis, will be Tor. So you need a Bedika on the third for the Korb. On the fourth one, you don't need Bedikah. Now you got to be careful. What do you mean the fourth one? Fourth one's irrelevant. With the second one, he's Tomei. With the third one, he's Chayiv and a Korb. What do I care about the fourth one? It means he's the third one, and he's counting Zayin Nekiyim. Now he has the fourth Riyah. Is it Soyser or not? On that one, it doesn't matter Oynus or not. Once you become a Zav, and now you're handling by the Zayin Nekiyim, then even according to Blezer, I don't care about Oynus, and you won't have to make Bedikahs. Toshma, Reb Yitzchak Oymer. We're still working on Rafuna's din. Rafuna came with a chiddush that the din oynis doesn't apply to the rear rishon of a zav al gabe tumah. Toshma, Reb Yitzchak Oymer. Valo zav bichlal balkeri. Zav was included in balkeri koyu. The loma yotza. I mean, what's different about a zav from a balkeri? Lehokil olav ulahachmir olav. There's a kula and a chumra. Lehokil olav shein metami ba'oynis. Zav has the din that is not metami ba'oynis. Ulahachmir olav shu aysa mishka b'moshev. Hashem says, Balkeri doesn't have it. Balkeri is a simple tumor. Zav already has din mishka b'moshev. Fregna, which zav are you talking about over here? Emas. Elaim b'riyashniya. Heicha have it b'chlal balkeri. What do you mean he was b'chlal balkeri? A zav bal shnei riyas hanandu balkeri. A zav bal riyachas we compare to balkeri. Elapshit the b'riyah rishayna. So we're talking about the riyah rishayna. And what does it say here? Uktani lahokel olav shenu matame ba'oynas. So says mefurish, not like Rav Huna. It says that even in the riyah rishayna, he's not matame ba'oynas. He's more kal than a balkeri. So the gemara that obviously can't be the pshat because it says. It says he has a kula that is not metami b'oynis. He has a chumah that has mishka v'moshev. Balri Rishonah doesn't have mishka v'moshev. That's impossible. He has no more tumah than a balkeri. V'tizbur alach mirolav shoyis a mishka v'moshev. Balri Rishonah by mishka v'moshev. There's no mishka v'moshev about Balri Rishonah. So how are we going to read this braisa? Elohochi. So it goes back to Rishniya. Right? The problem was, how could you say on a Rishniya? How could you say on Rishniya v'alo zav b'chlal balkeri? He doesn't do balkeri. Elohi koam a Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak oimer v'lo zav bichlal balkeri hoya b'riyah rishonah. That's what the Braisa means. Zav was bichlal balkeri, meaning in the riyah rishonah, he's like a balkeri. V'lo mayotza b'riyah shniyah. In riyah shniyah, he shifts out. How? Lahokal olav ulahachmir olav. Lahokal olav shenam atame ba'oynes ulahachmir olav shoysa mishkav u'moysha. There, Kimat says what Rav Huna says. He says, Ezav was equal in the Riyah Rishonah to a Balkeri. In the Riyah Shniyah, he moves out to his own class. One Kula, one Chumra. He gets a Kula that is not Metame Ba'oinis, and he gets the Chumra that is Metame Mishka V'moisha. And this says Kimat clearly Rav Huna's din. It says that the Riyah Rishonah gets the din of Ena Metame Ba'oinis. But Mashman, the Riyah Rishonah was Bechlal Balkeri, and he's Taka Metame Ba'oinis, which is what Rav Huna said. Om Rav Huna, some physical description. What's the difference? Zoiv, and what's the difference? Shichvas Zera, how do you know? They look different. Zoiv, doime, lemei botzek shel se'oirim. Okay, when you make dough from se'oirim, the water, that's what it looks like. Zoiv bo mipsara mes. Ziva have some sort of a, it has to some sort of a disease, some sort of infection, Zoiv. Shichvas Zera bo mipsara chai. Zoiv diho. It's what they call nifrat. They know kosher. It's they touch. It's a loose liquid. It's not sticky. They got a touch on dio. English word. What's English word for dio? Who?
Ronnie.
It's a loose liquid like water. It's not sticky like.
like
the glue, you know. It's like the white of an egg that's not fertilized. Shichvazeh is kshura. It's not a loose liquid. It's like sticky. That looks like the white of an egg that is fertilized. Okay. Go back to the next piece of the Mishnah there. There's a machloket b'shamay b'soyim in b'sham b'sil in the Mishnah. Dam yoledes shaloi tovlo. Right? Let's say she finished her 7 days, but she didn't go to the mikvah. So she's now the yimei toya. That dam, what's going on with that dam? So b'shamay said in the Mishnah that it's metamei kiroika kimei rag. I'm sorry. B'shamay is metayer. Dam Tyro, I'm sorry. Dam Yoledesh Lo Tovlo. I'm saying it's the next story. Dam Yoledesh Lo Tovlo. Veshamei Oimer Kiroiku Ukemei Miragleo. Meaning it's Metamei Lach, not Metamei Yovesh. Why? The Rashi explained the Mishnah because it's a Tumah Derabbanan. It's Dam Yoledesh Lo Tovlo is only Tumah Midrabbanan. Correct. And therefore they didn't make it a full Tumah of Lach VYovesh. So you should know it's Derabbanan. Beis Hillel Omer Metamei Lach VYovesh. Because you have your letters, her 7 days passed, she didn't go to the mikvah. The dam that comes now, what is it? According to Beis Hillel, that's plain dam tome, midorais. According to Beis Shammai, it's torch. They asked it midrabbonah because it doesn't look good. It looks like the same dam as Tozai. In other words, basically, according the way the Gemara will explain, the way it's the Rashi, the Mishnah explains, according to Beis Shammai, the dam tuma finishes with the 7 days. It's now after the 7 days. So this dam is now dam toya. According to Beis Hillel, the dam tuma finishes only after she goes to the mikvah. You need yomim utvila. Okay, I'm going to say that's the machloikis, okay? Dam yoledes shalotovla. Tanya. Omer lehem Beis Hillel lebe shamai. I don't understand. I atem moidim benido shalotovla viru asodam shehitmeya. That's your zich agree to me. If you have a nido, right? Her 7 days are finished. She doesn't go to the mikvah. She sees dam 3 days later. That dam is tome. That's plain dam nido. Still she goes to the mikvah nido, right? That you agree to me. So why are you disagreeing here? You say very similar thing here. You got your letters. The 7 days passed. Now she's past the time. She didn't go to the mikvah. Then you're telling me, Beis Shammai, that the dam is tome. By a nido, you wouldn't say that. She chose not to go to the mikvah after 7 days. She sees dam 3 days late. It's dam nida. She goes to mikvah nida. Now, this is such a strange thing to say because what Beis Shammai is going to say is obvious. Omer lehem Beis Shammai, loy, im amartem benido, shafilu tovlo verosso, tmeyu. There, even if she went to the mikvah, what happened? She became a nida on Sunday. She should have gone to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos. She didn't. She saw a dam on the next Tuesday morning. It's Tomei. Hashteitzak. Even if she went to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos, and she sees a dam on Tuesday, it's going to be Tomei. What's the talk about over there? I mean, either way, it's a problem. What are you bringing me a riot here? Tomei be yoledes shim tovla v'rosa shitahira. What's the connection over here? I'm telling you, you have a yoledes. When the 7 days are over, if she goes to the mikvah, that's it. She sees dam tomorrow. It's Tor. So I'm telling you that even if she didn't go to the mikvah, it's dam Tor. Bring me a riot from Nido. Neither, even if she went to the mikvah, she saw the dam afterwards, it's dam tumor. So I'm just not a tzushtel. Tais is a machla tamo. I don't know what Basil meant to say over here. Omer lahem, so they told him back, yoledes bezoiv toichiach. There you should agree with me. Shim tovla v'roaso lachim esvira tohira. Yira, yoledes bezoiv. She has a yoled. Then she counts zayinikim. Then she goes to the mikvah. After that, it's dam toya. And yet, loy tovla v'roaso tmeyu. Amru lohem hu adin v'hu atshuva. Meaning, it's the same thing as by your letters. Whatever I answer you by your letters, I'm going to answer you here. Now, that's a very strange thing because that would mean that Beis Shammai, even in your letters, Bezov holds their din. That without tefillah the dam becomes tor. The Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah said Umoidim be yeletis bezoiv shimetamalach be yovish. We have a serious time in Beishamai over here. This Beishamai is saying yeletis bezoiv tochiyah. Like, I'll tell you the same thing. Yeletis bezoiv. I told you in yeletis. If the time passed, the dam is tor, even if she didn't go to the mikvah. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Beishamai agrees with Beis Hillel that by yeletis bezoiv, if there's no tefillah, the dam is tomei. Let's check the Gemara. Lememre the pligi. You're telling me that they are chalek on Basil even by Yeletz Bezov, and they'll say the dam is tor. V'yotnan in our Mishnah umoidim be Yeletz Bezov shehi metamo lach v'yovish, that the moidim stomim l'raiz. And for the Gemara l'kash, kanch sofra, kanch lo sofra. The Bryce is talking where the 14 days, let's say it's on Kevah, the 14 days of Tumah passed and the Zayin Nikiyim passed. Then she didn't go to the mikvah. Then Beishami says the dam is tor. The Mishnah is talking where she didn't finish the Zayin Nikiyim. There he's moider, because basically Beis Shammai holds that the time, the dam switches the dam tor when the time is over. So if she's a Yoledes, it switches at 7 or 14. If she's a Yoledes Bezov, it switches at 7, 14 plus 7 Nikiyim. But you never need a mikvah here. So if she had the Zayin Tumah and she counted Nikiyim and didn't go to the mikvah, the dam will be tor. They're going to disagree. The Mishnah meant to say that Moedim be Yoledes Bezov, that there it's not enough that you may lay, that you have to have the Zayin Nikiyim. That's where they disagree. V'hotanya, there's a brayse that says it clearly. Yoledes bezoiv shesofra v'loitovlo v'roaso hochu beshamay l'shitoson. Meaning the dam will be tor midoraisa because the time elapsed. You don't need the mikvah. Ubeisila l'shitoson. Beisila holds that you need the time plus the tefillah for the shift into dam toya. Okay, now we had before the machloikis where the dam tohar, dam tumah, and dam toyah is coming from the same place. Is it mayan echon shagzeres hakosuv, or is two separate types of dams? That this obviously has to do with this Beishamai and Beis Hillel, because according to Beishamai, at least according to Beishamai, it's shifting automatically. I mean, nothing's happening over here. Once the 7 days stop, we're saying becomes dam toyah. We ask what's going to say now. Itma. Rav Oma Mayan Echotu. Dam Tumah Medam Tairo is Mayan Echotu. It's not different dam. It's the same exact dam coming from the same exact place. Eloh HaToyu Timos, HaToyu Torosoy. So it says, because for the first 7 days it's Tomei, for the next 33 days it's Tor, and then it becomes Tomei again. Levi says, no. Shnei Mayon is saying, Nistam HaTomei, Niftach HaDor. That's what happens. After 7 days, the Mokar HaTumah stops, it's closed, and another Mokar of Dam opens up. Then at the end of 40 days, is Nistam HaTor and Niftach HaTomei. My Beinayu, now she's going to have a few math questions, but perhaps on the simplest one. Ika Beinayu Shofas, when she crosses the border without stopping to see, she Shofas right across the line. Mitoich Shivulacha Shiva, she Shofas from before 7 till after 7. Or by in the cave, Mitoich Abos, Labachar Abos, or at the end, Mitoich Aboim Lach Aboim, Mitoich Shmoinim Lach Ashmoinim. Lerav, Rav holds what? Rav holds Mayan Echon, right? Atoyer Timosa, Atoyer Toros is Reisha Lekula. Those first cases are going to be Kula. She Shofas from Zion to after Zion, or from Yudalit to after Yudalit. That's going to be a Kula in Rav, because according to Rav, there's no switch in Mayonis. Nothing happens here. It's a Mayonech, the same dam. Just the Torah said 7 days it's Tomei, and after that it's Tor. Mela, if she Shofas right across the line of day 7 into day 8, automatically the dam becomes Tor. Nothing happened. That's the din. So in the ratio where it goes from 7 to there, 14 past 14, will be l'kula. But sefer l'chumra, when it went from 40 to 41, that'll be a kula. Forget, that'll be a chumra. Because 40 is tor, 41 is tomei. It's the same dam. That's what Rav says, it's the same dam. But at 41, it becomes tomei. L'levi, that it's shtema yonis, ratio l'chumra. Because when he goes from 7 to past 7, it doesn't become dam toya. Because according to him, dam toya, we need nistam atome. We have to have some sort of a hefsa. Here it'll be l'chumra. V'seifa l'kula. Fakir, there'll be a kula. When it goes from 40 to 41, it'll remain tor. Because you have to have nistam ator, v'niftach atome. Meisrei. Frag the Gemara from our discussion right here. What happened here? Dam yoledesh aloy tovlo.
We have your letters.
She didn't go to the mikveh. The time passed. Meaning it's a tumah derabbanan. It's really not tum. Beis Hillel omer mitameh lach v'yovish. Beis Hillel's got it as full dam tumah. What happened here? Kosalke daitoch. The Gemara thought at first the posko. There was a hefsek over there. She saw the seven. It was a day off, right? So now what happened over here? Let's look at Beis Hillel for a second. Bishlam ol Rav de Omar Mayan Echod Hu. Correct. According to Rav, it's Mayan Echod, right? It's the same dam, just the Torah made a tor when the time is up. Is Bishlam Rav de Omar Mayan Echod Hu Mishamachim Etamin Lav Yovish? Because it's the same dam, and like we'll see later, when does it finish? When you have the days and tefillah. But Lelevi, how could it possibly be dam tomei? What happened over here? It's after the 7 days. She stopped for a day, and now she saw. So that dam is coming from that's nistam atomei, niftach ator. That's a different dam. How could it possibly be tomei? It's impossible. If you go like Rav, it's one mayan. We have what to discuss. You need some sort of a din ha-toyra to make it tor. So it could be the end of the 7 days. Could be you need a mikveh for that. Okay, whatever it is. But according to Rav Levi, this is different dam. It's like Rashi says, it's dam agifosa. She could be having a nosebleed right now. How in the world could you make that dam tome? Domesh shnei mayon is saying, amay metame lach v'yavosel saying, why in the world should it be tome? It's coming from a mokator. Omaloch Levi, Levi stuck. The Mishnah is talking b'shoifas. She's not a poska, she's shofas. The dam is going straight. When you went from day 7 into day 8, there was no stop in the flow of the dam. Okay? So that's shofas. Now shofas, a different story. That's coming from the old Maya. Oh, Freg the Gemara. So then one second. So therefore, Beis Hillel says that it's Tomei, right? Because Beis Hillel holds Nachamol, it's shofas. So it's the old Mayan. Right? Meilat Tome. Ibe Shayfas, my time is the Beis Shammai. Why should Beis Shammai say Tor? My time is the Beis Shammai, because Savrei Beis Shammai, Mayan Echor, who. Yeah, because Beis Shammai, you know, it's. That's Gufar Machloikis according to Levi. That's Levi Betzim holds it's Tumayonis. To get Dam Tor, you have to have a Hefsik. The Mishnah is talking without a Hefsik, correct? So the Beis Hillel is saying, since there's no Hefsik, it's still the old Dam, it's Tome. Beis Shammai Taka holds like Rav. Beis Shammai holds Mayan Echadu, Atoyer Tamos, Atoyer Taroso. Well, he doesn't need any Hefsik. It's Taka the same Mayan, but that's the din. Once the days are over, it becomes Dam Tor. So Fakir, we started off with a problem in Levi because the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is talking about Posko. If it's Posko, then it's the new Mayan, it can't be Tomei. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah must be talking by Shofas. If you hold Shnei Mayonis with Shofas, it's going to be Tomei. Because in order to get Tor, you have to stop this Mayan and start that Mayan. So in Shofas, it's always going to be Tomei. Good, so now what is hold Beis Shammai? So Beis Shammai Taka holds the other way. Beis Shammai holds Mayan Echod. And even by Shofas, like we said before in Rav's Torah. So it comes out the Gemara now is better in Levi, because in Levi, we understand the Machloik is Rav, in Levi, we understand the Machloik is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah is talking Beis Shofas. It's basically the Machloik is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the Machloik is Rav and Levi. By Shofas. Rav holds by Shofas, it becomes Torah, because the time is up. It's not a different Mayan, it's a Torah Teros, a Torah Temotza. Mela Beis Shammai holds the Dam is Torah. Beis Hillel holds Shnei Mayonis. In order to become Torah, it's got to stop and start again. Here, since it didn't stop, it's Tomei. Forget. The Mishnah comes up better in Levi. In Rav now, you got to figure out what's the Machloikis. Because according to Rav, everybody holds Mayan Echad. HaTorah Temos, HaTorah Taroso. So why, forget to go now the other way, Yishver. So how come in Beis Hillel it's Tomei? The time is up. Now we understand. Beis Hillel holds Shnei Mayonis, Ela shofas is tome. Beishame holds mayan echod. So shofas is tor. Ela l'rab that everybody holds mayan echod. May beinayu. Then what is the machloikas over here? And for the Gemara, ike beinayu yoime utvilo. Again, what does mayan echod mean? It's all the same dam, right? At a certain point, the Torah said it's tome, and at a certain point, the Torah said it's tor. The machloikas beishame beisil. What is that point? According to Beishamai, Savri biyoyme tola rachmona. 7 days it's tome. 7 days pass. I don't care if she goes to mikvah, she ain't going to mikvah. What I care? It's all the same mayan. The Torah said for 7 days it's tome. After that it's tor. That's it. Ubeisil savri biyoyme utfilah psanukin age. This that the Torah said I'm late is tome when I exerts a cause. Not for 7 days. It's for 7 days until she goes to the mikvah. The magic doesn't happen. So therefore we have it very good now. Okay. Levi holds Shtei Mayonis, Rav holds Mayan Echad. Everybody has to have Basil on their side, obviously. So Levi has to learn the Mishnah Bishoifaz. Because once it stops, it's Torah and Levi, it's over, it's a new Mayan. So the Mishnah is Bishoifaz. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds Shtei Mayonis, Shoifaz is Torah. That's the din, you need a half. Beis Shammai holds Shoifaz is Torah, because Beis Shammai Taka holds Mayan Echad. Rav holds, everybody holds Mayan Echad. That means Shofaz should be Tor. Yeah, the question is, what's the cutoff point altogether? Beis Shammai says, it's totally in days. After 7 days, it switched, it becomes Tor. So that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, no, when the Torah said it's Tor, it meant 7 days until you go to the mikvah. Okay. Toshma, the next piece of the Mishnah. That's how we learn. In the Mishnah means Beis Shammai is maskim that if you have a zova too and she didn't go to the mikvah and she didn't count Zayin Nikiyim, then the dam will become tome. Because there the time hasn't finished yet. The time there is the 14 plus the Zayin Nikiyim. Same thing. Salkedai to Hochanami the Poska. Moish thoughts assuming there was a Poska here. So Gemara says. Bishum alirav, the oma mayin echod who mishum hochi metame lag v'yovish. Okay, Beis Hillel could be metame by poska too, because it makes no difference poska or not. It's one mayin. It's over. It's not over. Beis Hillel, it's not over till you go to the mikvah. Good. Little Levi, don't mention name. I understand. Am I metame lag v'yovish? According to Levi, once you have a poska, you can't have dam tuma. Poska means it's coming from somewhere else. Once it's poska. He cannot pass like Rashi is Hareyu Kedamage Fosu Keroika. He consider it, it's just not Dam anymore. It's coming from somewhere else. How could possibly be Tome? Fight the Muzman Zogin Levi again, like we said before. The Mishnah is talking about Shoifaz. Omaloch, Hochanami Bishoifaz. Muzman Zogin Bishoifaz. The only way to get Tuman Levi is Bishoifaz. So it's talking Bishoifaz, which means basically it's an exact repeat of the ratio. That's all you're telling me. There's nothing different in the ratio. It's b'shoifas. You hold time ayonis. That means b'shoifas. You never had a switch to the two mayan. Storming. That's what he said in the race. I said here now. So Beis Hillel, of course, it's an exact repeat. But in Beis Shammai, it's a chiddush. Because what does Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai holds mayan echod, even in Levi. That means that it's magic. It's the same dam, but at a certain point it switches. So in the race, it switches by the end of the 7 days. But if she's a Zova Zokta Beis Shammai, it doesn't switch till after the Zayin Nikiyim. And that's the Chiddush. That I would never know. I was supposed to know that the Zayin days of Sviras Ziva go into the Cheshbin of HaTorah Temos. How am I supposed to know that? Yitzrich le Beis Shammai. I'm sorry, Yitzrich le Beis Shammai Yitzrich. Ah, for God, the Koamre Beis Shammai Mayan Echod, who, right? Ubiyoyme Tole Rachmon has nothing to do with Tefillah. That means after 7 days it magically becomes Dam Tor. So by Zoyvel Zayn it should be the same thing. Hani Mili be your lead is great. So if she's only a lead, then the Torah made it Tomei on hard days. The Shlimul Yoyme. Avo your lead is Bezoyv the boy Svira. She besides 7 or 14 in Zayin Nekiyim. Loy. There, the Torah Temoso is Tolui on 7 more days of Nekiyim. Okay. Toshma. Dvoiso, that's the extra word. By your letters, it says, Kimenidas Dvoiso Titmo. Thomas Shivas Yomem, Kimenidas Dvoiso Titmo. Now, that word Dvoiso is in Gansen extra. Didn't have to say that. It could have just said Thomas Ainyom and Kimei Nidov. That's voice of them. So my God, a bunch of dinim. They will learn down from that word. One of us concerns us. Toshma. Dvoiso titmo l'rabbis is boyalo. Number one, just like there's a din boyal nida, there's a din boyal yoledes. Dvoiso titmo l'rabbis halelo. See, I could have thought she's talking she has yomim and not at night. Okay, but this is important. Dvoiso titmo l'rabbis hayoledes bezoiv shetzricha sheteishev shivo yomim nikiyim. Right. If you have a letters bezoif, right? Again, like we learned before, it'll have to be b'shoifi, not b'koish, and have labor pains. So she's a letters bezoif, right? So now what happens now? Let's say she let us in a cave. 14 days she's tome. And even if she didn't see, we learned, yimei leida, or not oila. So now she has to count zayin nikiyim. So what does that mean? 14 days passed. Okay. Now we're in the next week, 7 days. Has to be nikiyim. What does that mean? She can't see any dam there, right? If she sees dam there, she's messed up. If you think about it, this is a bit, if that seems posher to us, right? It's not so posher anymore. If you say mayon echod, then that makes sense. Well, let's say the 14 days passed, right? Now we're in the next seven days. We want it to be naki. Why? Because if dam comes in the middle there, it's going to mess you up. Why? What's that dam? Because that dam is still dam tum. If you hold Mayan Echot, it's from the same place. Atoyot Torosa only after the Zayin Nikin, as we just said. So you need Zayin Nikin. But what if you hold Shnei Mayonis? Well, what do you need Zayin Nikin for? You need 7 days, right? You have to be Noki from which dam? Dam Leid, right? So she makes a Hefsek Tyre. Let's say she makes a Hefsek Tyre after 14 days. According to Levi, that's Nistam Atome, Niftach Ator. That means if she'll see dam Sunday morning, what's what dam he does? It's a nosebleed. So what's the shtem zainikim? When is zainikim for? You need 1 second of noki to make sure you have a hefse. Then I don't care what happens. They got to count 7 days. Any time that comes there is irrelevant. Why should you zainikim? Oh. Is Bishlal Rav, Doma Mayan Echod, who sits all the same dam? That means the dam that's going to come in the next 7 days is dam Leido. So Vashtezach, you need Zayin Nikiyim. Because if you have dam there, you don't have Zayin days, Noki of your tumor. Mishumochi Bayi Shiva, Yomim Nikiyim. Ella Lalevi, Doma Shte Mayon is saying, Lomali Shiva, Bimashu Sagim. You should need 1 second of Nikiyas. You should need a Hefsek Tyre, that's all you need. Because now you know the dam is coming from somewhere else. Now you count 7 days and should be Beseda bleeding. Good, so what I care. It's like she had a nosebleed doing Zayin Nikiyim. It's an automatic Zayin Nikiyim. You need 1 second of Nikiyim. That you'll need. Hefsek Tyre. So we can say, Niftacha, yes, it's Nistam Atom, even Niftacha Pasuach. This is a bombshell over here. Gemara basically is saying, that's the Rishonim years before, the Gemara's looking, my Benayu Shofaz. This is a bombshell, my Benayu. This is about this is a basic, my Benayu. The Shofaz, a funny case. This is a standard case. And he'll let us resolve. Do you need Zayin Nikiyim or not? But problem is, the Brisa says you need Zayin Nikiyim, so Sakash on Levi. El Levi Doma Shnei Mayonis and Lomali Shivo, Bimashu Sagya. Take a look, Tap Rashi, Bimashu Sagya, Tifsuk Mashu, Machta Hefsek Tyre, Lacha Shuaim, the Nistam Atome, Vitamtim Shivo, what I care. You know, I don't care what happens in those 7 days, Vititbo, Vafilu Tira called Shivo, what I care. Yalu Lobin Nikiyim, the Lavdam Tomeyu, Zog the Gimor, as you'll have to learn the Brisa. The Brisa said Tzricha Zayin Nikiyim. It didn't mean she has to sit Zayin Nikiyim. It means Tzricha Shetif Soik Mashahu Sheyalulol Shiva Nikiyim. That's all. I have to push it in the Brisa. She's got to do something so that the Zayin Nikiyim can count. Meaning, all it means is she has to make a Hefsek Tyre. That's all it means. If you ask me, that's the biggest avgina between the two of these.